a little bit of cricket. So the Australians had a sluggish start to the IPL, and then it's broken in different directions. Some have been dropped, some have returned home, and some are soaring. And right at the front end of soaring was Travis Head this morning with a record-breaking knock.
Goes straight this time, pitched up, goes all the way. An Angel One Super Six from Travis Head.
Ferguson, where now? And he's got Moosta Gay all the way. Oh, it's whistled. Travis Head has just got 50 himself inside the power play. Oh, fetch another. The Lear hostess on that one. It's big, that. No, oh, again and again and again. Travis Head has hit seven sixes to go with his four fours. He's only striking at 283.33.
Oh, hit into the gap, and that's four. So 100 for Travis Head. Oh, what a special innings this has been. Just off 39 deliveries. You beauty.
It's the fourth fastest in IPL history. That's how good this innings is.
Yeah, clear my front leg and slog it a little bit. So it's not the prettiest thing in the world. Never has been, but pleased with how I moved today and how I struck the ball. So a good day for me, but I don't have many of them.
A 39-ball century for Travis Head, 102 from 41 balls, 9 fours, 8 sixes. It was part of a staggering total of 287 put up by the Sunrisers Hyderabad, who did go on to win the game. Pat Cummins is their leader. Now, our leader in such matters is Bharat Sundaresan. Bharat, great to have you on the program. We've got a lot of ground to cover today.
Oh, we certainly do, Jared. And just like Danny Morrison said, again and again and again is what it feels like with Travis Head. He did it last year in Test cricket and then in One Day cricket, and now he's produced that special innings in T20 cricket.
He moosed and whistled the ball all over the place by the sound of it. So how significant an innings is that for him?
Oh, look, he went for a lot of money, like a lot of Australian players in the IPL auction this year, Jared. And alongside Pat Cummins, he's the only one who's really kind of repaying his franchise. And look, we know what he can do, right, in white ball cricket. We've seen it in domestic cricket here in the BBL in the past. But this innings kind of just, you need that kind of launch pad, don't you? And I think he's made an impression, made a mark with this particular 100, and he's been striking that way throughout this IPL season. It's been a long wait. We speak about Mitchell Starc going 10 years without playing in the IPL. I remember Virat Kohli dropped Chris Gayle to bring Travis Head into the side way back in 2016 when Trav was just 22. But now I think he's there to stay. He will be seeing a lot of Travis Head in the IPL for years to come.
So he's opened the batting and made that century. Was he batted for? He didn't even bat for an hour. So this is the way of things as these scores have grown, Bharat. We've seen 250s, 260s, 270s, now 287. You got to get them in rapid time.
You just have to. And firstly, on Travis Head, he's also having a dream tournament because of the impact player rule, Jared, because he bats and then he just chills in the dressing room. He always gets substituted. So it's turning into dream IPL of many sorts. And you're right. I called it the ruthless aggression era. Remember last year we kept speaking about the attitude era of the IPL?
Yeah.
This is ruthless aggression, and the strike rates are growing. And you spoke about the big totals, but the number of centuries have gone down, and the guys making centuries are doing it in losing causes. Virat Kohli made 167 balls, which I think was the second slowest in the IPL. And then Rohit Sharma the other day got 161 balls. So weirdly, I think we're seeing a generational change here in the way T20 cricket is played. You don't have to make hundreds. It's still the time you're striking at as close to 200 as possible, which is resulting in all these big totals. And don't forget, yes, Sunrisers beat their own record of 277, which they made 2 weeks ago. And RCB got close. They made 262. It's insane. That kind of hitting now in T20 cricket, what we're seeing in the IPL.
So five innings in the IPL for Head so far, 62, 19, 31, 21 and 102. Australia needs Travis Head in form at the end of the tournament with the World Cup on the horizon. So how's Pat Cummins going as captain? Which it's a lot to saddle on him after a long period of work for Australia.
And having never captained in T20 cricket before this, I think he's doing a great job, Jared. Not just as captain with the ball as well. Now he's got 10 wickets. And, in matches where his team's scoring a lot of runs and the opposition scoring a lot of runs, he's going at under 8 and over. So I think not only as a captain, but as a bowler, Pat Cummins seems to be, have found his best in this format. And look, Mitch Marsh has come back and it's pretty clear that he will be captain for Australia. But if, say, something happens there, Pat Cummins just seems ready. And he just seems to be having one of those runs like he did in the World Cup, Jared. Everything he does or everything he touches seems to be turning into gold for the Sunrisers.
So the other side of the coin is a couple who are going no good. Maxwell and Green have both been dropped by their teams.
Yes, I mean, though there were reports that Maxwell himself wanted a break. He's not started flashily at all. 6 innings, 32 runs, a couple of zeros there, getting criticised by Sunil Gavaskar, which never helps when you're playing in India. He wanted a break, he said, for mental and physical reasons. Cameron Green was dropped before the previous game. Marcus Stoinis hit one half century, but he's been struggling. And Mitchell Starc, yes, he finally took 3 wickets in the previous game, took one extraordinary catch, and there was a wide delivery that one of their batters chased. But look, till the time his team's winning, Starc will get more opportunities to really, prove his worth, that massive worth as well. So, having said that, I guess the big story is Jake Fraser-McGurk. And I spoke of Marcus Stoinis. I mean, we still aren't sure about that, the 15th guy in that World Cup squad, RV Jared. So I think it's going to be very difficult to leave Fraser-McGurk out. He just makes such good first impressions. We saw it in international cricket. We've seen it in domestic cricket and now in the IPL.
So, yes, has he captured the mood over there?
That's all you need. You need a half century of that kind. And just the way he carries himself as well. It helped that, he had David Warner for a bit of on the other end for a while as well. So, no, he certainly has. And what will happen is a lot of these big names from Australia, you knew were going to go for a lot of money after the World Cup. But with the big auction coming up next year, it could change. It could well be the likes of Fraser-McGurk who get the big paychecks, while some of these others might even struggle to get in.
I spoke to Ricky Ponting in the lead up to the tournament. He had Rishabh Pant coming back into his team. How's the return of the feisty Indian keeper gone?
He's back, Jared. It's like one of those grand Royal Rumble returns. He's just, after everything he's gone through after that terrible accident where he nearly lost his life, there were so many question marks about not only him coming back, but what he'll look like. Will he keep wickets? He's been doing all of that. And if anything, his batting just become even more maniacal. He's been playing some outrageous shots. Unfortunately, his team, like Bangalore and Mumbai, haven't won a lot of games. But he's just in prime form and enjoying the company of David Warner as well, who I think has had middling returns in the last couple of matches, but he looks in good form as well.
Okay, and you sent me a note that we'd been monitoring TV audiences and all that's been going on. There's a niche audience, which is just enormous, around the sign language commentary.
Absolutely. There are over 60 million people in India. I mean, also put in relation to the Indian population, but with, hearing impairments. So for the first time ever, I don't know whether it's happened anywhere in cricket coverage around the world. They have on Star Sports someone constantly signing the commentary. And it must be a big challenge. And apparently I've heard, I haven't seen it live, that even the way they express, if a wicket falls or a six is hit, even their facial expressions, apparently, they're doing a great job. And it's wonderful, right, to make it even more inclusive or as inclusive as it could be.
We saw, Pat Cummins was awarded another major international gong overnight, wasn't he? So was he the Wisden Cricketer of the Year?
Yeah. Yeah, Wisden Cricketer of the Year, and we have Usman Khawaja and Mitchell Starc both making the 5 Wisden Cricketers of the Year as well. So, kind of tells you the kind of year 2023 was for this Australian team. But trust me, Jared, this Pat Cummins, and look, it's not always been the easiest franchise to captain. They keep changing captains very often. But hearing reports from how the Sunrisers are dealing with him, and we all know what Pat Cummins is. He's the ultimate gentleman, and he's so affable. So I think he's really winning them over, not just on the field, but off the field as well.
And so there's a lot happening in India. English cricketers stopped for a moment today to acknowledge the passing of Derek Underwood, broadly regarded as England's best ever spinner. Let me just play to you Michael Atherton and Nasser Hussain, who gathered on Sky Sport in the passing of Derek Underwood.
Yeah, an undeniably great cricketer for England. He's still England's leading wicket taker as a spinner, 297 test match wickets. Bowling at a particular time, really, for people thinking of Derek Underwood, they think particularly about uncovered pitches. He was a quick spinner. He bowled at a fast pace, and on pitches that were drying, wet to dry, he was said to be near unplayable, and he had a brilliant wicketkeeper more often than not behind the stumps. And
yeah.
Not.
Where would he rank in the list of spinners for England? Up there with the likes of Swan?
Yeah, he's top of the list in terms of leading wicket takers, and I think generally he'd be held to be England's best spinner. Different conditions, different type of bowler to somebody like Graham Swan. But if you think of England's all-time spinners in Test cricket, you know he's right near the top of the tree.
And there's an Ashes test that comes to mind here from 1968, where Underwood, after a rain delay, bowled England a victory, taking 7 for 50 and taking the likes of Inverarity, Redpath, Ian Chappell, Walters, Mallett, McKenzie and Gleeson. And those cricket fans will know that the test match was getting away and the huge numbers around the bat as Underwood was whirring away and bowling England to victory. Bharat, his place is everything I've seen today is he's so fondly regarded and admired in English cricket.
Absolutely, Jared. And like for such a wiry man to have a cool gimmick name like Deadly as well. And just listening to Michael Atherton and Nasser Hussain there, I think at times it's unfortunate that you know every time you say Derek Underwood, you say uncovered pitches. But you just have to look at his record in away from home in India and in Australia. I think he took over 50 wickets in both countries. And it was not till recently that his record of most wickets by an overseas spinner in India was broken by Nathan Lyon. So I think he was just a deadly operator from all reports all around the world. And a style of bowling which I don't think will ever be repeated again. And when you think of it, I was thinking about this morning, I think England and South Africa are the only major test teams to not have a spinner take more than 300 wickets. And when you think that Derek Underwood took all those wickets for 40 years ago is when he finished his career, and he's still on top of the list, kind of tells you what a pioneer he was for English cricket, and he always will be.
You'll have your thoughts. The Alltel open line is 1-300-736-736. Alltel, the Better Business Telco. And the 40 Winks Temper text is 0433-98-1116. Temper, a mattress like no other. Bharat, we haven't finished. We've got a bit of straying to do after your wrestling debut on the weekend. Turned heel with cricket bat in hand. So it's quite something. Bharat, more of Bharat Sundaresan in a moment.
Now, back to Waitley.
Now down to business. I'm so happy to be here ringside for this match because I want each and every one of you to witness why India is superior to Australia. Not just on the cricket field, not just on the cricket field, but in this wrestling ring.
Bharat Sundaresan turns heel in the wrestling ring. Bharat, I've got messages. Ask Bharat about his wrestling debut. So let's hear it. Ballarat on the weekend. What a show.
What a show indeed, Jared. All my life, I've always wanted to go to a live wrestling show. I never, ever imagined that my first wrestling show will be with me in the ring wearing that jacket that my wife Isha made for me. She spent 2 days making it for me. And, you know, all my life I've been a baby face, Jared. You know, I'm the funny guy. Everybody laughs. Everybody's happy to see me. But trust me, the rush of having 1,000 people boo for you. Ooh, I love it. And considering I just done the usual, oh, it's so good to be in Ballarat. And like, isn't it great that wrestling's come to Australia? And they were all cheering loudly. And then that heel turn, oh, felt very good, Jared. And I messed it up in the end, though, for my team India. I threw the bat in, and unfortunately, one of my team members hit one of our own, and that cost us the match. But you know,
so the cricket bat was the foreign object.
It was certainly the foreign object, and I had to obviously distract the referee, and like I pulled him close to me, held him. But yeah, you know, maybe I didn't pick the right team, Jared. I mean, I am in Australia, and I did kind of, you know, flash a little smile at the crowd, just like leave them guessing. You never know. Maybe it was all the plan. That was the plan all along.
You make me laugh. That's great, Bharat. Lovely of you to share it with us. Thanks for bringing us up to speed with the IPL, and we'll chat again next week.
I can't wait, Jared. I won't turn heel on you, trust me. I never.